No, it's a very good question. So as I said, the guidance itself, the principal focus is on a regional setting because there was that lack of guidance for our local authorities. The opportunity to use web tag guidance for the Department of Transport, that is a national and international opportunity. Nation states have their own business case acumen and details as well, but principally the principles are the same. So for any size, so say you're talking about a new international rail and bus interchange in Geneva, you would principally still set the same parameters. You would have the same strategic need for it, so you would set out, as we've done in this document, decarbonisation of your transport, and then you would also then move throughout the process to that more local need, so providing better interchange, an international passenger or a local passenger. So the guidance itself, it is expandable and it can service more than its locality, but you would need to do a little bit of more work in terms of that web tag, that real hard case business. But the concepts are international. If somebody in Mumbai, their strategic objectives might be different than in the UK, but they would be principally the same about economy, about housing, about decarbonisation, quality of life. Those strategic agendas are the same. So the guidance itself, although there is a focus around a rural setting, it can easily be made elsewhere. What we did find with the literature review is there is more information and guidance for those larger, more urban centres than there is the rural guidance, hence is our focus on the rural guidance. So there is, I'm not saying there's everything in that international and that, but there is more help and advice at that scale, whereas this fills that gap where there isn't that information.